Good evening.
Good evening.
I brought something that I have brought before, but long since. And since this is relevant to what we're going to talk about tonight, I thought I would pass these out right now. These are the names of the ancestors. And this is our list. Every different lineage has a different list that's mostly the same until it gets down to, I don't know, the last generations, maybe the last 10 generations are, they go off in another direction. So this ends up at Coben, with Coben's name. And then on the Kechimiyaku, you would see that after Coben's name would be Vanya's name, and then my name. And then if it were your Kechimiyaku, you would have your name. And then it would go all the way back up to Shakyamuni Buddha again. So,
What's a Kechimiyaku?
It's the piece of paper that you get when you do Jukai, and it's got the names of all the ancestors on it.
Written in blood.
Yeah. Written on a bloodline.
On a bloodline.
Yeah, it's a line.
It's blood. Ours. Our blood, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, every
well, it's the blood of the whole thing. Of which we connect, to which we connect.
There's no blood, not written. No, no. I mean, I don't know. You know.
Well, top is an empty circle, and then the line goes all the way through Shakyamuni, Bodhidharma, Dogen, and then all the Japanese ancestors down to us. So, and then it goes back up to the empty circle again. So it's a closed system that is open because it's alive. So it can be added to infinitely. And it's all connected. Yeah. So we're very close to the end. So the sixth patriarch, this is number 51, lived until the third day of the eighth month. After the noon meal, the master said, "All of you sit down. It's time for me to leave you." And Fahai had another question, naturally. He said, "From ancient times until now, how many generations have passed down the Dharma of this direct teaching?" And the sixth patriarch said, "It was first passed down by the seven Buddhas. Shakyamuni Buddha was the seventh. Mahakashapa the eighth, etc." And then he names all of them that are still, most of these are in our lineage, just the same as he was naming them. Buddha's disciples, Mahakashapa, Ananda, Madhyantika, Shamabasa, Ubhakupta, Dhritaka, Buddha Nandai, So, it's called Patriarchs. It was called Patriarchs when I began to study this. And it was in an era where women were beginning to speak up and say, wait a minute, there has to be women in here somewhere too. And of course, there were. And this little list that we have is the first list that was made of women ancestors, although there are many, many more that have been discovered as actual women who were teachers. And even so, even those are just a few of the many, many, many. And that's true of the men, too, that it's just each name is a metaphor for a thousand people more who are also transmitting the Dharma. So this just gives us a sense of how we are touched by the past and how the past is present and is, in a sense, future because we're living and breathing it moment by moment by moment ourselves. So, Coben said, we are sentient beings, but we are also not sentient beings at all, as all sentient beings are not sentient beings at all. In this sense, in this same sense, this Dharma lineage appears as Buddha patriarchs. Maybe they are just a question mark, not because of unknowing, but because of really knowing the meaning of the unknown. When you see them as insentient, the names become one. In time and space, you count 40. Patriarch Buddhas. But it doesn't mean just 40, it's infinity. Innumerable Buddhas are 40. Like when you count days, you mean number of welcomings of the sun. For the sun, it's always just one day. Counting is human work. It sounds strange when I say Shakyamuni Buddha is still living. People ask me, where does he live? When I say the sun is still shining, you can feel how I feel about Shakyamuni Buddha. Historically, he died about 26 centuries ago. One day, 26 centuries ago, he disappeared. But the sun, which is the same sun as now, also disappeared. Night came. The one who recognizes the existence of the Buddha within himself is the one who transmits the Dharma. Dharma is not separate from Buddha. What Shakyamuni Buddha was depends on each person. If you say the same sun shone yesterday and the same moon came out last night and you are the same person, but not the same person as yesterday, then you understand what Shakyamuni Buddha was. In the same way, the Dalai Lama is not only that historical figure, but in a more alive meaning, he is the whole of Tibetan Buddhism. and when Tibetan Buddhism exists, it is not just Tibetan Buddhism, it is the Buddhism of the world in Tibet, in America. So Shakyamuni Buddha is counted as one of the past Buddhas, and from Mahakashyapa, the numbering of patriarchs starts down to Huineng. These are historical figures and at the same time beyond historical figures. What makes this lineage? We spoke about the transmission of Dharma and the transmission of robe, which is the symbol of perfect Dharma. It expresses how we exist in this world. The meaning of practice will be found when we see ourselves in this kind of expression. We see both ideas, absolute existence and relative mundane existence. To be human is nothing but to be mundane. At the same time, without being one of humankind, the first principle, the absolute, cannot be realized. So Red Pine says the same thing in a different, much more American way. He says, it may seem a bit odd, this emphasis on the list of people who transmitted the direct teaching whereby we see our nature and become Buddhas. But realizing the truth of this teaching is another kind of rebirth, the rebirth of no birth. And those who find themselves in the land of no birth have used such means as this to honor their spiritual parents. He said, I'm only surprised the list is so short. I once stayed with an Aini family in the mountains on the China-Burma border, and while we were eating stir-fried blossoms and peanuts, the family patriarch rattled off the names of 54 generations of his ancestors. People used to know. That's one of the strangenesses of being Americans, that so many of us don't know who our ancestors even are. I know in my husband's family in Holland, they knew. Everybody from the past and everybody in the extended family, they kept track of everybody. And there's a book. There's a whole book about the family going all the way back to France and 1500 or so. So I think in European countries it's much more common. But here, we all ran away. So we left it all behind.
Some people have their histories destroyed.
Yes. That's a very cruel thing to do, actually. It's like destroying a person, to destroy his whole background. So in temple practice in Zen, you chant the names of Buddha every single morning. Leslie's smiling. ain't it true? So we don't do that, though Coben encouraged us to do it. And somehow it never took. It's one of those things that just never took with us. And I'm not quite... It takes more time if you're doing a service. If you're doing a real... you're smiling too, Nico.
In the morning, I had to go
Koji, we do a list of, not all of them certainly, but it's probably close to 15, possibly 20 lines, starting with Shakyamuni Buddha, the first Roman ancestor of Japan, a Hudoyan. Then they mention Mahaprajapati, and they go on for, you know.
Oh, that's the morning echo.
Yes, that's the morning echo.
Yeah. Looking upward, we deeply wish for Buddhas to compassion. But that's a tiny list compared to that list.
Yeah, it's quite long at 6:30 in the morning.
Well, the way it's done, authentically, it's you chant those, you chant the Daihi Shindarani, you chant a long echo, in Sino-Japanese, so you don't even understand it, and also the Heart Sutra, and then whatever other sutra you choose. So it could be the Sandokai, it could be the Metta, or something else. So we've sort of slicked it up a little bit and made it easier to navigate. In a way, I kind of miss it. It's it gives us a sense that we're not just making this all up all by ourselves. And I think that's really important, that there is no separation. Our mind is not separated from all of these, it's the same. So I was going to suggest that we chant those names now. Is there an extra pile of them somewhere?
Yes,
because,
sorry.
Great. Because I don't know these by heart anymore. Oh, they didn't get all the way over?
Well,
oh, you
it
didn't
did,
one.
But I already have one, so I was
So it's pretty quick. You don't just dwell on them. Mm-hmm. But they're funny words, and it's really hard to pronounce, especially the Japanese ones.
And you don't have your glasses.
I've lost my glasses.
Oh, no!
I lost my cane this morning, too. I found it again, but can't find my glasses. I think I can do this. So, Bibashi Butsu Dayosho, Shiki Butsu Dayosho, Mishabu Butsu Dayosho, Kurasan Butsu Dayosho, Kunagamuni Butsu Dayosho, Kasho Butsu Dayosho, Shakamuni Butsu Dayosho, Maka Kasho Dayosho, Ananda Dayosho, Shonawashu Dayosho, Ubakakuta Dayosho, Daitaka Dayosho, Mishaka Dayosho, Bashu Mitsu Dayosho, Budanandai Dayosho, Fudamita Dayosho, Varishiva Dayosho, Funayasha Dayosho, Anabote Dayosho, Kabimura Dayosho, Nagyaharajuna Dayosho, Kanadaiva Dayosho, Raghurata Dayosho, Sogyanandai Dayosho, Kayashata Dayosho, Kumurata Dayosho, Shayata Dayosho, Basubansu Dayosho, Manura Dayosho, Kakupuruna Dayosho, Shishibodai Dayosho, Bashashita Dayosho, Punyam Chinta Dayosho, Hanyatara Dayosho, Bodai Daruma Dayosho, Tai Soheka Dayosho, Kanshi Sosan Dayosho, Dai Ikujan Dayosho, Dai Mankonin Dayosho, Dai Panino Dayosho, Segen Gyoshi Dayosho, Sekito Kisen Dayosho, Yakusani Gen Dayosho, Ungan Dongjo Dayosho, Tozan Rokai Dayosho, Ungondoyo Dayosho, Doan Dohi Dayosho, Doan Kanshi Dayosho, Yozan and Kandayosho, Hayo kodo ndayo sho, tosu gise dayo sho, fuyo dokai dayo sho, tankashi jun dayo sho, choro serio dayo sho, tendo sogaku dayo sho, zecho chikan dayo sho, tendo myojo dayo sho, ehe dogen dayo sho, koen ejo dayo sho, Tetsugi kai dayo sho, keizan jokin dayo sho, meho so tetsu dayo sho, jukang dojin dayo sho, tesan shikaku dayo sho, keigane sho dayo sho, chuzan yo un dayo sho, kizan donin dayo sho, shogaku kenryu dayo sho, kinen horyo dayo sho, tai shi tsuhichen dayo sho, Kaigen Jodo Dayo Sho, Sesho Juan Dayo Sho, Kaiten Genshu Dayo Sho, Chuzan Juncho Dayo Sho, Chozan Senetsu Dayo Sho, Fukushi Kochi Dayo Sho, Meido Yuchon Dayo Sho, Hakujo Hintiti Dayo Sho, Geishu Soko Dayo Sho, Manzando Haku Dayo Sho, Sogen Tekitsui Dayo Sho, Ho un kedo dayo sho, ho gen pente dayo sho, esan sucho dayo sho, un gai shurin dayo sho, gimon ryo ho dayo sho, haku yukan sui dayo sho, dai jubu san dayo sho, dai rin kanchu dayo sho, gi un koshu dayo sho, ho zan koi dayo sho, ho un kogun dayo sho. No, you don't do that until she's dead. Yes, absolutely. Don't you think?
Yes.
So in this other list, there was not a single female.
No.
Okay, and so these ones, so they're now kind of separate. Potentially, you could put them together.
Yes, and there's several versions of it that people are working with. There's one that shows a river, and they're all flowing together. There's one with the women as a circle and the men as another circle, and they sort of intertwine. I don't think it's been agreed by the American Soto Zen Association yet, but they're working on it.
Okay.
And this women's list is very short compared to the list that we already have. So with transmission, one of the traditions in transmission, formal transmission, when you get to the point of finishing up, you get to write out the ancestors' names in different ways. Straight up and down list, like this, and then you do a big circle list, and all different ways. And you do it with a brush, and it's really hard.
And why these don't seem to be in Japanese?
These are original. These are the original disciples of Buddha.
The women.
These are the ones who wrote the poems, and that's where they got the names. And now there are lots and lots more. But these are the original women who went with Mahapajapati and begged Buddha to please let them join. So I like that it's so close to home.
What is Acharya mean? Is that the same as
I didn't.
Acharya, infertible.
Oh, that means none. And the C's are pronounced with this as a CH. Though you may not remember it when you get into it.
Okay.
So Acharya Mahapajapati, Acharya Mita, Acharya Yasudhara, Acharya Tisa, Acharya Sumana, Acharya Upasama, Acharya Visakha, Acharya Kema, Acharya Upalavana, Acharya Sudananda, Acharya Vatudesi, Acharya Patakara, Acharya Uttama, Acharya Buddha Dhandalakesa, Acharya Nandutara, Acharya Dantika, Acharya Sukala, Acharya Siha, Acharya Dhammadina, Acharya Kisagotami, Acharya Vasiti, Acharya Ubiri, Acharya Patachara Pankachasapa, Acharya Isidasi, Acharya Bhada Kapilani, Acharya Mutta, Acharya Kachapa, Acharya Dhamma, Acharya Chitta, Acharya Vimala, Acharya Adakasi, Acharya Padamubhati, Acharya Ambapali, Acharya Anapama, Acharya Abhihoma Ganda, Acharya Jenti. And many of these names show up in the teaching in the early sutras and the teachings of Buddha. So once you get to know those, it's very sweet to recite those names. And the men ancestors, Kazan, who came two generations after Dogen. Dogen was his grandpa. Put together a collection of stories about the previous ancestors. And there's a book of translations of that called The Transmission of Light. And that's a wonderful book to read, too. It's every single one is the story of an enlightened experience. So they're all kind of mysterious and strange and wonderful.
It's used as a teaching book. It's used as a teaching book of the tradition.
Well, I use it as a teaching book. Yeah. It's Carolyn and Paula are studying that now.
Yes. Yeah, it's on the list of koan books. Each one is a koan.
Well, it's got a million koans in
it. Right.
Yes.
It takes a while.
Yes, it does.
What's this called?
Transmission of Light.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a sweet book. And a very challenging one. So, are there questions?
Was there any caveat to being too attached to these ancestors?
Of course. Of course. On the other hand, our practice as so-called Buddhists, if you want to call yourself a Buddhist, it's all a little arbitrary. We do it and we name it and we talk about it because we have to, because it's how we are. How we are as humans living together and learning together what life is. On the other hand, there's no word that is true that is really true. It's all an effort to say something that can't be said. So these are efforts to express something. And if we take it in up here and memorize it and get all crunchy about it and say, oh man, I've got to do this and know this, it's just one more attachment. But if you take it in here as part of your own practice, as indicating something about you and your practice, you can see how big your life is. And we need to know that. We really need to know that. So I think that's how these things develop over centuries. Yeah. Paul?
Who are these six people before Shakyamuni?
They're the Buddhas before Buddha.
Right.
And each one has a longer life. Somewhere in here, Koban talks about that. So they're very, very ancient, and that's just saying that this thing has been going on.
Of course.
Since the beginning. Yeah.
Right.
Nico?
If that's the case, then why is Shakyamuni the big deal, such a big deal? Or a bigger deal, it seems.
Because he's in our era.
He's a what?
Our era.
We got books about him.
Yeah. I was going to say written records.
Right, there were no books back with the other ones, for one thing. But Shakyamuni was a real person. I'm not sure those were real people. I think they're just standing for saying it happened before also. That Shakyamuni wasn't the only one. It was just for us. Shakyamuni was our Buddha. But there were lots and lots of other ones. Leslie, you had something?
It's a little mundane, but I've never seen a green world before. And I
oh.
If there was a reason.
Well,
stink around.
Right. Well, some of the students wanted to make a robe for me, and they asked me what color I wanted, and I thought, I'm a teacher. I can choose the color. So I just chose a kind of radical color.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like it.
You're tending towards spring, so it fits.
It does, doesn't it? You're right.
Isn't it that the robe, as it was being sewed, was sent different
pieces of it.
Pieces of it to be sewn by other by
yes.
Different people.
Mm-hmm. So it got centered around. Mm-hmm. Judy Putnam, who lives in Colorado, started the whole thing. She's a sewing teacher who I knew and gave Jukai to in Arcata. So already it was a big stretch. And then she sort of orchestrated the whole thing, and people in New Mexico and people here in California, down in San Diego, it was all over. Yeah. And then Samia had a little ceremony at her house, and she served tea. And it was, I just feel very safe in here. So it's a short chapter, but it's a lot in it. A lot of people. And I'm trying to think what we should do next, and I hope you all are too. And if you have favorite things that you'd like to consider, it's going to be time very soon. And it's 8 o'clock, believe it or not.
Can I have one more question, or is it time?
You can ask.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have one more question. Because you were just saying that, you know, when you, you know, these kind of things, they're ways to make you realize how big your life is. And that's really important. And I feel the same way. But why do you think that is so important?
Because it's the truth. It's reality. And without reality, we have all kinds of weird ideas about ourselves that are not true and that create a lot of problems for ourselves and for everybody around us. So the more we know ourselves in the widest and the deepest and the most honest way, the better it is for everybody. Because we're a world. It's not just us, we're everybody that we know, everybody that we meet. And if we meet everybody as a gnarly, angry, crazy person, it's horrible for them, for ourselves, for everybody. So the more honesty we can keep about it, the better. And the more we study it and see, feel it, and acknowledge it, the better. Yeah, we don't have to go around saying, oh, you know, I'm a big deal, because you're not a big deal. It's not like that. But you're big. Yeah, thank you. That's a good question.
Thanks. Yeah.
Are there announcements?
Business meeting.
What's that?
I saw your email regarding the business meeting.
Yes, date to be determined. And don't tell me what your preference is, because I won't remember this email.
Yeah, it's numbers. Okay, 1 minute.